The Earnings Fixation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. On this Wednesday morning, we continue our special coverage of the financial crisis, starting with a look at the earnings fallout. Among the companies reporting third quarter performance today, Amazon, AT&T, McDonald's, and Boeing. Even though credit markets are starting to look a little healthier, stocks around the world are down on worries about the wider impact of the crisis. The worldwide dip started with the Dow yesterday. It stands at 9,033 after a loss of 231 points, or 2.5%. Japan's Nikkei tumbled nearly 7% today. Other Asian markets saw losses of more than 5%. Shares in Europe are taking a beating too, down about 4% across the board right now. The euro is down to near two-year lows today against the dollar. The British pound is at its lowest level in 5 years. The pound dropped further this morning after the head of the Bank of England said the British economy is in a recession. Chris Turner, a currency analyst with ING, explains another reason behind the greenback's climb.
Now, people describe this as a safe haven bid. I think that's not necessarily the best description. I think what we're seeing here is large-scale redemptions in mutual funds and hedge funds. A lot of these funds are dollar-based, so I think it's fund managers needing to raise dollars to repay investors.
Currencies in emerging markets are also taking a beating in this climate. On to another example of nervousness. Argentina's leftist government announced late yesterday it was nationalizing the country's private pension system. Argentine bond yields skyrocketed while the local stock market plummeted 11% to its lowest level in 4 years. From the America's desk at WLRN, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Argentina's private pensions are somewhat like 401k accounts in the U.S. 3 million Argentines pay $5 billion into the system each year. Argentina says it's taking over the pension system to protect workers from losses due to declines in global markets. Business journalist Julieta Tarres is with the Argentine paper Crónica. She says really the Argentine government is strapped for cash and faces mounting debts.
Exports are declining and commodity prices are falling, and the government won't collect the taxes they did in years past. They don't have any other place to find money.
Back in 2001, Argentina defaulted on $95 billion in bonds, the largest sovereign debt default ever. Since then, no one in the international credit markets has been willing to lend to Argentina. The pension takeover is expected to be approved in the coming days by Argentina's Congress. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Walmart is getting down to business with China. The company says it will set new quality standards for its suppliers amid the scare over toxic milk products in China. A top Walmart executive says they're expecting greater transparency from their suppliers beginning next month. Another retailer is putting a blue light on layaway. Kmart is reminding customers layaway is still an option. This is where you can pay for something bit by bit before taking an item home. The practice dates back to the Great Depression. Kmart says the option suddenly has a great deal of relevance.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, letting listeners know that October is Sudden Cardiac Arrest Awareness Month. More about SCA risks and treatment at hearthelp.com.
Joe Wurzelbacher, a.k.a. Joe the Plumber, has become something of a celebrity. It's all thanks to his opposition to Barack Obama's plan to increase taxes for people making more than $250,000 a year. Wurzelbacher in particular slammed Obama for wanting to, quote, spread the wealth around. Joe and John McCain have called that socialism. But commentator Will Wilkinson says all tax plans, even McCain's, are by nature wealth redistribution.
If you ask Joe, the money Joe's earned is Joe's money, and it should be up to Joe, not the government, how to spend it. Well, I'm on your side, Joe, sort of. I dream of a government limited to a few essential functions with a minimum of redistribution. Sadly, no major candidate is offering that. In the system we have, as opposed to the one you and I might want, democracy just is one big machine for spreading the wealth around. The real question is how much of whose money is taken and who gets it. Politics gets nasty because everyone wants to control the business end of the tax and spend stick. Joe, did you, like John McCain but unlike Barack Obama, support the invasion and occupation of Iraq? Well, that's cost taxpayers over $1 trillion so far and has, like it or not, spread a whole lot of wealth to defense contractors. What do you think of McCain's proposed $5,000 family health care tax credit? It might be a great idea, but it's not a way of not spreading wealth. The wealthiest 5% pay almost 60% of all federal income taxes, and they'll be footing most of that bill, too. And if you're sniffing around for socialism, why not try Governor Sarah Palin's Alaska, where every year the state pays residents equal shares of state-owned oil revenues? The one thing McCain and Obama seem enthusiastically to agree on, energy independence, would spread wealth from consumers and taxpayers to politically favored energy firms. The big difference is which companies get the subsidies. Joe, if you're listening, I feel your pain, because it's worse than you think. There's no way out. My guess is that under McCain's slightly more pro-growth economic policies, there may be a bit more wealth to spread, and the weapons manufacturers will be secure in their meaty share. Under Obama's policies, the ethanol racket is safe, labor unions may see their fortunes rise, and even you get that middle-class tax cut. If you can plumb the depths of that choice, Joe, give me a call.
Will Wilkinson is a research fellow at the Cato Institute. You can find a link to his blog at marketplace.org. This final note, oil is below $70 a barrel right now. Auto Club AAA says a gallon of regular gasoline is at a new national low of $2.89. Gas prices have fallen 30% since July. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski.
American Public Media.